Good evening, everyone. As was said, my name is Ed Bianchi, and I work for Kairos, which is an organization of churches that works on human rights and social justice issues. And before I get started, I want to thank the organizers for this opportunity, and also for this whole event, which I think is just spectacular. I mean, I had the opportunity when preparing for this to look at the agenda for the next few days, and I think it's just amazing, and you know, can't say enough about how important it is to have these kind of events. So thanks to the organizers and to Matt and Greg, who contacted me and invited me to be part of this. I really appreciate the opportunity. Possibilities, problems, and priorities. That's what we were told we were going to be talking about in this kickoff panel here for the whole event, which is we have a lot of responsibility here, guys. We're kicking off the whole event, so I hope you understand that. I know it's a heavy weight on my shoulders. What are the possibilities? I think the possibilities are endless and are limited only by our own imagination and our own creativity. And as I recognize a lot of faces in here, I've worked with some of you. I know how much we are all committed to working for social justice and human rights, and I know that the fuel that propels our work is the imagination and creativity that we bring to it as individuals, and how important it is that we, you know, celebrate the individual in all of our work. And it was touched upon by Anjali when she talked about working in coalition, working with other groups. And I think it's interesting that Rob and Clayton are people that I've worked with I am working with, not in the past tense, but in the present tense. And although I've never had the pleasure of working with Anjali, I have worked with Sierra Club and know some of her colleagues in the Sierra Youth Coalition. And I think that's very encouraging that groups with such diverse backgrounds and such diverse roots have had the opportunity already to work together. And I think that's part of the possibilities, part of the program to further this alliterative process, is that we have, you know, those opportunities to work together, which just enhances those possibilities. What are the problems? Well, as was mentioned in the introduction, I coordinate Kairos' Indigenous Rights Program. So it's a church organization that works on Indigenous rights and justice. And Kairos was formed in 2001, and when Kairos was formed, it brought together 10 formerly separate coalitions that were part of the churches, including the Aboriginal Rights Coalition. And I was coordinator of the Aboriginal Rights Coalition from 1995 to 2001, and before that, the Aboriginal Rights Coalition was known as Project North. And Project North began in the 1970s, around 1975, when it was Indigenous peoples from the North who contacted the churches and challenged them to do more than just issue statements and declarations, and actually take some kind of action that would affect some kind of change and advance the justice issues facing Indigenous peoples. And so what the churches did was work together again and rally their people to bring the message of the Indigenous peoples in the North who were concerned about the impact of the Mackenzie Valley Pipeline to people in the South. And if you were, you know, around in those times and were aware of the issues around the Mackenzie Valley Pipeline, it was probably the result of a church-organized event. At its height, Project North had over 100 regional groups, all of them which had grown up out of this, you know, challenge from Indigenous peoples to, you know, put their, you know, to walk the walk, in other words, and to put their words into action. How does that relate to the problems? Well, the problems that the churches faced back then, and it's the same problem they face today, is the profound ignorance amongst the general public about social justice and human rights issues. Canada is, you know, I'm an example of the problem, because it was when I was at York University doing my second master's degree in fine arts and was pursuing a master's in fine arts, and was asked to do a documentary as part of my thesis. So I chose to do a documentary about Lubicon Cree, a First Nation in Northern Alberta, which some of you may know about. And it was that experience that opened my eyes to the situation facing Indigenous peoples in Canada. So here I was, pursuing my second master's, as I like to say, educated far beyond my intelligence. And yet, I had no idea what was going on with Indigenous peoples in Canada. And it only took a first-hand experience for me to have my eyes open and to get some kind of understanding of what was going on. It's that kind of ignorance, and it's not just with regards to the issues facing Indigenous peoples, but also with issues facing people who live in poverty, it's with issues facing people who are, victims of abuse. I mean, it's just there's a profound ignorance in society that we have to tackle, which is why, as Anjali said, education is such an important part of the social justice work that we do. We need to broaden the base of understanding of these issues, and we can never underestimate how important, or overestimate how important that is. I've been doing this kind of work now for 25 years, and usually I have to go back to square one and start from the beginning whenever I'm working with the group. And there's nothing wrong with that. It just is an example of how our system here in Canada, our society, fails us over and over again on a daily basis in that it doesn't provide us with that foundation of knowledge and understanding, which is so important in order to be able to ensure that we have a just society. I think it was Thomas Jefferson or some guy from that ilk who said that the purpose of education is to prepare the citizen to participate in a democracy. And I think that what we have today is a lack of education so profound that people don't know how to participate in a democracy. And a big part of our social justice work is to help people by giving them those tools so they are able to participate. And it's conferences like this that go a long way towards achieving those goals. So priorities, what are the priorities? Well, for Kairos, which deals with much more than Indigenous issues, it deals with anti-poverty or the eradication of poverty, it deals with corporate social responsibility, it deals with ecological justice, human rights in Latin America, Asia, and Africa. I mean, you name it, because it involved the bringing together of 10 formerly separate coalitions, all of those issues now fall under the big Kairos umbrella. And a big priority is trying to decide what to do. Because, as we all know, there are, too many issues out there for us to deal with. So as an organization and as an individual program of Kairos, a big part of our work involves trying to decide where we're going to focus. And so one way to deal with those, the problem or the issue or the challenge of having so many different issues to deal with is by working together in coalition. And I think that one of the things that Kairos is doing now is reaching out and working with other groups that are working in different areas so that together we're able to enhance our abilities and our reach. So in other words, united we stand and are better able to address the issues that we're trying to address, the issues that we're faced with. So I just want to leave you with that thought. I think my time's almost up anyway. But I want to emphasize again how happy I am to be here and how much I appreciate, not just the fact that this event is organized, but the fact that all of you have taken time out of your Thursday evening to be part of this discussion. So thanks very much for that.